Good morning.
Hey, top of the day to you, Jeff.
Stations of the Cross we'll talk about today, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But first, congrats on one of the best productions ever at Marion Auditorium. The play that went wrong went actually very, very right.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, listeners. We had over 1,100 people come to that show, and it was a blast. I think everyone who came had so much fun. The cast did. It was one of the good ones.
People literally told me their favorite of all time, best one ever, exceeded expectations, et cetera, et cetera. So that's got to make you very happy.
Absolutely. And we thank you for the support and the listeners. Many, many of your listeners, I know, came to that show.
Good.
So good. We appreciate their support.
So now the bar is raised even higher for next fall. I don't know what you're planning, but
I know
you and Jim will figure that out.
I know. People ask, oh, we want another one like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not another one like that.
Right.
But we are. Yeah, we're thinking about shows for next year. We'll put up good stuff.
Well, another year is going to wrap up here soon. Those years really start to rack up pretty fast. How many years have you been at it at Mount Marty?
Yeah, well, this is the end of 28.
I was afraid you're going to say this is the end of my career and announce a retirement or something. No?
Not yet.
Okay, good, good. We've had some of that happen on this show here recently.
Right,
so
right.
I don't want to hear that. 28 years.
Yes.
A lot of changes.
Yes,
a lot of memories.
A lot of memories, a lot of great memories and great students and making theater up there for that long.
I still stay in touch with some of my professors from college. And, you know, I'm not the kid anymore. You know, we're friends now. It's not a student-teacher relationship. But I would imagine the same for you, that you're in touch with students from the past.
Yes, yes. Good friendships. And both Jim and I, you know, it's so great to have alums come back, which they do. They come back to the shows. They check in. We check in with them, what they're doing, you know, families and professionally what they're doing. That's another great thing about teaching.
Let's talk about Stations of the Cross. This happens every year, and a lot of people, this is very important to them. So maybe just an explanation for those that aren't in the know what it's all about, and then some details.
Well, Stations of the Cross, we've been doing it for a number of years. I want to say this is 15 or something like that, but it's really our gift to the community. The theater department, we took this project on. I see it as a ministry. It truly is a ministry, because Holy Week is a week where we remember and we prepare the end of Lent to celebrate for the resurrection on Easter. And so on Tuesday and Wednesday of Holy Week, we put up Stations of the Cross. This is a piece. It's staged. There's no lines, and you will see frozen pictures on stage. It runs about 20 minutes and just gives folks an opportunity to settle in, relax, meditate, pray, and look at these beautiful pictures. And then this year, we had the music department, the choir, sang in last year with a Taizé prayer. We're doing that again. So we'll have the choir. We'll also have some instruments. We'll have a bass, a guitar, a flute, a clarinet. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful 20 minutes.
Are there things that are different every year from what you've done in the past? And I'm sure some elements that remain the same.
Yes, it always changes a little bit. So it will look different this year than it did last year. The song, the music will be different, and the staging will be different. So they'll see some new things. I know, again, we have hundreds of people that come up to Stations. You know, it's a free event. The doors open at 6:30 and 7 o'clock we go. So yes, I can promise them there's one scene that it's shaping up to be one picture, right? And this is going to be like 30, 45 seconds that you get to meditate on this picture. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Okay. When you say the doors open, we're talking Marion Auditorium?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, each night, 6:30, the doors open. This is Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the show starts, you know, at 7, or we'll wait for everybody to get in, you know, and then we start it.
Okay. Expectations on numbers of folks? Not that it matters, just kind of curious.
Well, on Tuesday, we have had around 200, I think, is what we typically expect. And then Wednesday, it's part of a Magnify at the Mount event, so that it brings high school groups and families from the area. And that night includes, they can eat beforehand, then they come to the stations, and then there's a Eucharistic procession to the Bishop Marty Chapel, where they will have adoration, hear confessions and have Mass. And that's something that families and groups can sign up for, and we need to know that ahead of time so we know how many we're feeding.
So different than putting on a play or a musical, but I'm sure extremely rewarding and enjoyable.
It's always rewarding, and it's, you know, it's just such a busy time. You know, it's so busy. The end of the semester, all the activities that these students have going on. So thankfully, we put this up quickly, but we do it reverently, and we really hope that it offers, again, a gift to the community to come up and just prepare their heart for.
Very nice. Glad Mount Marty is doing that, and I hope, and I'm sure they always will.
Well, yeah, I think as long as I'm there.
You got a big summer goal, Andy Hendrickson, big summer goal you want to throw out there on the radio?
Big summer goal. Well,
I'm springing this on him. I just thought I'd throw out a challenge.
Wow, right? No advance notice on this? Well,
golfing with me?
You know what? I would love to golf with you.
Okay.
There it is. Thank you for saving me on that one. Yeah, my goal is to golf with you.
How about grow a bunch of peppers in your garden for me?
Yes, I will. Peppers and tomatoes. Peppers. You got them. You know it, buddy.
Have you started work on the
garden?
Haven't
done one thing.
Not a thing.
And it's okay because a friend of mine who is a master gardener has a major plot. I talked to him a couple days ago. He hasn't done anything either. So I'm like, okay, I'm good. Because people are starting to dabble in the garden.
You got to keep up with the Hendricksons or Joneses. Oh,
you don't keep up with me.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks for all of your conversations with us this year. It's been a few, and I'm thankful for them, and we'll have to get that golf lined up.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great event.
Yes.